I saw her fix a meal for nine. There were seven of us children, her and my dad. She'd be ready to go to the field by the time we could get the milking done and the mules harnessed and so on. And many a times they would do that washing on Saturday evening back then. We usually take Saturday evening off. And believe me, that was, and during crop time, we was lucky to get that half a day off. And that went on to our, that kind of work in my lifetime till 69, I quit row cropping. I sold my cotton acres, you know, the farm program allowed you to do that. At the time I sold my acres, at the time I sold them, now, I had the highest yield in the county per acre. I had a 790 pound of lint yield for the acre. In other words, I sold to a boy in Mississippi County, that's down here in this lowlands, you see. And I had a higher yield than he had.
And he always got out the earliest bale of cotton for no town how many years? And sometimes we'd have five years
that I got a another county down here. That's in Kenner County. They had better, more up-to-date gins there. And it's the earliest bale that that county had in record of.
Is that that piece?
Is it now? The bale, he did specify that date. Let me see if I can find it. It was the 19th of August. I plowed it with a tractor.
When?
1952, I bought my first tractor, and only tractor.
But you always planned it.
With a team.
Well, and one row planner.
And one row planner.
That you own.
Mm-hmm. Your tape's going to be kind of spotted here.
Why?
Well, jumping
in circles.
Oh, that's okay. That doesn't matter. I want you to talk about anything. I'll ask questions about stuff. You said you've had a tractor when?
Well, I've only owned one tractor in my lifetime. And I bought it new in 1952. The rest of my farming from there back was with teams. It's a pretty rough life, but that was about all we knew back them days, you know, was work. There's two things my daddy always taught us boys, our children, is to work, and he taught us to be honest, and one of the things he really bear down on was friendship was worth more than money. And I'm a firm believer in that myself. If you've got friends, you used to get money, you know, if you need it.
When you were a boy, what did y'all do around here for fun? Did you have games?
Well, yeah, we had to make our own games. I mean, it was either hunting, fishing, playing ball.
What kind of ball?